Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'm looking at a little connection here. I know we say this every time. Well, because my little phone, I used up all my data for the month, which that's not too bad because there's only like a little bit more than a week left. So I don't have a backup.
Right.
But so far, little green square remains green.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be okay.
Be all right.
I know, but you know how I worry about it.
Pookie ran in. She threw the door wide open like, hey, I'm in here. I'm here. I can't understand it. Pookie, you relax.
Yeah. Well, she's been sleeping all day. Right. Stop Prop says sound. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this the shit's still on. You didn't touch it, so you didn't turn it off. It looks like it's on. Maybe your sound is down.
Sandra's back.
I know. That's what I was just going to tell you, came back in here. Her name is Who Still Has Her Jawline.
She has a jawline. Sandra, you're so full of shit. You come on this show, you talk all this shit, but you never show any fucking photos of yourself. You're fucking talking, and then.
Well, she likes to retain an air of mystery. That's a woman's prerogative.
She said she was skinny fat. German skinny fat. I want to see that belly.
Tom looks at everyone like a side of beef.
I look at everybody like a side of beef. I look at myself like a side of beef. I just got back from a biker bar. I've been drinking all day.
He went to the biker bar,
Went to the biker bar, drinking all day.
I was actually going to have to push the time of the show back because it was like getting to be 4:30 and I'm like, is he coming back today?
Yeah, of course I come back. Of course I came back.
Well, I don't know. You'd be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Man, no. They bought me 4 fucking drinks.
And you rode back on a motorcycle on that.
Yeah.
Don't tell people that.
Oh, no. I drank like fucking 8.
Don't tell me that.
I had like 8.
See, this is why I thought you were dead in a ditch somewhere because I figured that that's probably what had happened.
I was drinking Black Velvet.
If you please.
Yeah. If you guys know what Black Velvet is, that's fucking Guinness Stout and a hard cider. They were giving me that Wicked Brew. What's it called? Wicked Ale?
Yeah.
Wicked Ale and hard cider.
It's called Wicked
Ale and
what
fucking,
the fuck's that called?
Guinness.
Well, there's a couple. Yeah, I think it's called Wicked Ale or...
I think it's called Wicked... No, or
Angry Orchard?
Angry Orchard. That's what it is. Angry Orchard.
I like that stuff. Is that not cool to like that stuff?
Yeah.
Because it's good. I'm sorry. DJ Maniac says, so you do Octavio's Flyers, huh? Yes, I do.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, I do. So I just
Here's
thought that
thing.
Was... What?
I posted those pictures of me being gay as shit, like I was something off the fucking YMCA, like I was fucking out of Village People, and fucking... And Octavio's like, man, you're looking good. Because me and Octavio were losing weight around the same time. And it turns
right.
And it turns out the fucking, he knew Octavio from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be meeting a Starry Night tonight.
Yeah.
And Octavio's like, oh yeah, of course I know Tom and Jim.
Yeah.
You got to understand something, man.
It's
everybody
the goth scene.
Everybody
and if you're in Florida... Yeah. You've at least heard of us, like, through secondhand.
Yeah, I'm going to let Pooka.
And like I said, she's like rolled over on her back.
I'm going to let you
And out. Like I said, I do a lot of graphic design for people, for bands and...
Yeah.
I don't do all of it, obviously, but I do a lot of stuff. But yeah, I've done a lot of Octavio's stuff. You know, I did a lot of Starry Night stuff when they were here. I did... I used to do all the Memento Mori posters. What else? I did all the stuff for the Grotto when it was open.
And there's everything you did in the black metal scene.
Yeah.
She did so much shit in the black metal scene, it's not even funny. We can't even remember all the album covers.
I can't remember all the album covers.
She made so many album covers.
I did a Sons of Ragnar one. I remember that.
Yeah.
What the fuck else did I do?
There's so many fucking album covers she did in the black metal scene. It's not,
and posters, too. Like, not just, like, for poster shows. Because, like, we used to have... Wait, is it still there? That bar in Winter Park. What the fuck was the name of that place? The Haven.
Yeah, Haven.
That was kind of near where my old apartment used to be.
Yeah.
And they had black metal there pretty much every Friday and Saturday, I want to say. That was like Imani's thing. So every weekend I was doing like posters with all of these bands and their logos. And I couldn't read a single goddamn one of them. Because you know how black metal logos are. They all use that same like... font. And I'm just like, so she sends me all the logos and I'm like, well, which band is which? Because I can't read. I'm such a dork. I don't know.
Sounder said, damn, Tom remembers everything. That was months ago that I said that. Yeah, I remember everything, Sounder.
Well, sort of.
Almost. It depends on what it is. I prioritize.
Says the guy who's like, where are my glasses?
Yeah,
like every 5 seconds. They're on See, your head.
I can't get away with shit with this bitch around.
You can't. Because I actually do kind of remember everything. But, well, yeah. Mostly. I remember things better than you do, though.
It's all in good fucking taste.
You
all
came back heart. From the mortgage office the other day, and you were flipping out because you couldn't find your tablet.
Couldn't find it.
And you were like, well, I know I had it because I had it in the car on the way back. So it's not like he left it like at the loan office or whatever.
Pissed.
And he was like pissed off. And he's like, I go in the bedroom and he's like, tear that bed apart. And I was just like, dude, this is a you problem, not a me problem. But I did it. And I was like, look, it's not here. I'm like, look, it's obviously in the house somewhere. Did you put it in the freezer? You obviously put it somewhere. You're all set.
I set it on top of that damn thing and it fell over into the living room.
Yeah, we have it like the living room out there in the hall. It's kind of like it's, you know, it's a big open room, but it has like an arch. And then it has kind of these
like handrails,
like handrail type things, like an opening.
Walls that are real low.
So yeah, it's almost kind of like a passover, like from a kitchen to
looks like some shit from a restaurant.
Yeah, or something like that. So it has like a couple things like that. So I guess he had set the tablet on top of that, and it fell off.
Yeah,
fell like onto the carpet on the other side.
A bunch of fucking shit we had packed up.
Yeah, like a bunch of stuff that we haven't put up on the walls and stuff yet.
So it just kind of got mixed in with it.
Yeah, he was flipping out, like running all over.
I was fucking pissed, man.
Well, I'm sitting, like I said, I was like, well, what do you want me to do about it? I don't know where the fuck you put the shit. I was like, it's here somewhere, obviously.
So, I was at the biker bar tonight, today. I was fucking drinking. I got a bunch of drinks bought for me. And I got to do the show. And then after the show, we will probably go to Mannequin's.
If I'm not too fucked up. Because I have to say, I have not eaten since 2 o'clock yesterday.
I was going to cook something on my way back, but she's like, well, there's not enough
well,
time.
Yeah, but like, well, it was so late when you got back that it's like, here's the thing.
I got shit prepped.
I know, but here's the thing. I can't, you know, I can't eat that much. Otherwise, I will be 400 pounds and I'll be like as big as a house.
I'm the same way, though.
So when I eat, I like to take my time and enjoy my food because this is probably like the only food I'm going to eat all day, right? So the fact that you didn't get back until like 4:30,
she blamed me.
And that no, I'm just saying. And then you didn't come back. And then he was like, "Well, I could cook something right now." I'm like, "Yeah, but then I'll have to like cram it in my face." Yeah. And then when we do the show, I have a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when I eat too fast. Yeah. I get a stomach ache. So I was like, I don't want to do the show with a stomach ache. You know, so we're gonna have to wait till after. So I'm actually drinking an empty stomach. I have not eaten for more than 24 hours.
It's okay. Once the show's over, I can go down there and whip up something real quick. Don't worry about it.
Because yesterday,
I got so many tacos. I got carnitas I just made.
Yeah, he made it in the crock pot.
I made a shit ton of
the
carnitas.
Crock pot.
Yeah. Now, Sandra, if you don't know what carnitas are, and that's some shit that in Germany they don't have. That's Mexican as fuck. Carnitas, it means like little meaties, little meats.
Little meaties.
Meaties. It's just the meat.
Like Wheaties, but meat.
It's the meat that you use in making things. You always got to have some carnitas around, so you use it as a component in making like a taco or a burrito or a sandwich, you know, something like that. Well, a taco and a burrito, that's a Mexican sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we usually eat it on tacos, but you can, like, throw it in with, like, some Spanish rice and veggies.
Eggs and cheese.
Eggs, that works there. Yeah, we've done that, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
But, well, because usually you do the whole thing in the crock pot, like, overnight, and then, like, we use it over the next, like, several days, like, in different things.
It tends to be salt, garlic, cloves of garlic, some pepper, maybe, and then some cumin. Some chili, cocoa powder. That's about it. Well, it's about fucking, you know, little stuff like fucking basil. Not basil, what do you call this shit? The leaves.
Cilantro?
No. Cilantro is towards the end. The little leaves that you use, bay leaves. Bay leaves. That's where you cook meat in. Bay leaves, cocoa, cinnamon. That's good too. Yeah.
It's really good. And it makes the whole house smell
amazing. Yeah.
The house smells like meaty and cinnamony.
Yeah.
Mm.
Human blood.
What?
Hearts of sacrificed children. I mean, if you want to get really Mexican, it's going to have human well, yeah, parts
gotta,
in it.
Got to get Aztec.
You got to get Aztec as a motherfucker with that shit.
Saunders says, do Pookie and Beijing go outside now? I think Beijing goes outside just like on the back porch. Pookie doesn't really seem interested in going outside anymore.
She hasn't even asked yet.
She hasn't even asked.
Yeah, she's too scared to go outside right now.
She looks outside. She looks outside, like she looks out the window, but otherwise she doesn't really seem to care. Yeah. She mostly stays on the second floor. And kind of looks out the windows. I don't know if it's just because she thinks she can't go outside because she can't fly, or if because our neighbors have two dogs and they bark every time somebody goes outside, like every time I go to take the garbage out or whatever, like the dogs bark. They seem like nice dogs. They're not mean or anything. But she got really scared of dogs because of that incident that happened at the old house while I was in St. Augustine. Of the dog trying to make friends with her and her like losing her shit. So
DJ Maniac says, so you guys make Octavio's flyers. Yeah, we do a lot of Octavio's flyers.
Yeah. We were talking about that before.
Yeah. And then David June says, Sandra is Boba Fett of 13 o'clock, lest we know how cool she is. And then fucking Sandra goes, damn, Tom remembers everything. There's a month ago. Haven't seen B in a while.
He was around on Wednesday, I think. Was he not? Bee's Nest?
Yeah, I think.
And so. I've gotten messages from him since then. He keeps bothering me to be like, where's Tom? Like, tell him to check his messages.
No need for me, too, says Tom's looking ripped. Old guy jacked. Yeah, I'm fucking old Superman.
He's old guy jacked.
I'm old Superman. When Superman gets old, he's me. Somebody goes, Tom, what do you, Sheila asked, Tom, what do you think of the Alec Baldwin shooting? Okay.
That seemed like some, like, Brandon Lee shit, where it was like an accident. Maybe.
I was just talking to a friend of mine in Hollywood I went to school with.
I mean, I just read a real quick article about it, so I don't know that much about it.
He's doing a Western right now with, what's the girl's name from fucking Star Wars from Mandalorian?
Gina.
He's doing something with Gina Carano right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever happened, it's the armorer's fault. The armorer is the guy who has control over all the weaponry.
Yeah.
All right. It's dealing with movie guns is harder than even dealing with real guns. Because when you're dealing with real guns, you know that they're real guns and you know that it's real ammunition. And you know when you're dealing with training blanks. With Hollywood guns, it's a lot harder. Because a lot of times you're dealing with real guns that have been modified, to deal with blanks, but then there's dummy ammunition. And dummy ammunition and blanks can constitute live ammunition. So it's very easy to make a mistake and get shot when you're dealing with ammunition.
I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often because, you know, accidents can happen.
If you have a dummy round looks like a live round, but it isn't live. Sometimes you can make a dummy round and it's a dummy. It is a real bullet in a real case without any fucking powder. Without a powder charge in it. But instead of putting a fake primer in the back, you can put a real primer in the back. And if you put that in a cylinder and a hammer hits it, the primer has enough fucking power to force a fucking projectile or a bullet down into the barrel of a weapon. And it will do it totally silently. You won't even hear a sound. Nothing. After you unload that revolver, if there was a fucking round that was defective like that. In other words, a dummy round that was made with a real primer. The only difference, you would notice that, maybe you would notice that one of the bullets was gone. But a lot of people who aren't real, who are actors, who aren't familiar with.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice any difference.
Wouldn't notice.
And you would probably rely on, you know, the weapon specialist that's on set that's supposed to be, like, taking care of that shit, but, you know.
So now you have a projectile, a bullet, lodged halfway down a barrel of a firearm. Later on, if you put a blank in that and start shooting it, the blank has enough force to push that live, or that projectile down that bullet and down that barrel.
And that's what happened to Brandon Lee.
That's, yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
And this one, it seems like, I'm not sure if they're releasing all the details yet. Like I said, I just read a really quick article about it. But it seems like, from the article I read, they said even if you know it's a blank, generally they try to stay at least 20 feet away from the actor that you shoot. Because even if you shoot somebody like close up with a blank, it's still going to like hurt them. Right. You know what I mean? Now, which I feel like a lot of people, because we were talking about that, weren't we? We were talking about The Man Who Fell to Earth. Yeah. That one scene where they were just like shooting blanks like right in each other's faces.
Yeah, you must respect blanks.
And I'm like, yeah,
there's
I don't think that's a good idea.
Blank in a live round.
Not really, not that close.
They will both kill you. Now, Brian, who's the guy that I went to school with, who's on the Corona flick, they don't have all the details, but they're spooked because the Corona flick is also a Western, okay? And the last that they heard, they don't know all the details yet, but the last that they heard, this was a double-barreled shotgun that this happened in. And if that happened, that's even worse. Because
it killed the cinematographer and wounded one other person, like on the crew.
A double barreled 1800s double barreled fucking shotgun is extremely simple. If you fucked that up and somehow allowed live ammunition to make its way into into that weapon, you're gonna lose your career.
Well, and probably rightfully so. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's one thing to, like, make a little mistake on the job where everyone's just kind of like, oh, that was a little mistake. But you make a mistake that gets someone killed.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, probably not.
Nobody knows the details yet.
Well, no, so, like I said, I just read something about it, like, a couple hours ago, like, really quickly. So.
Goodness gracious. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You're allergic to something. Mm-hmm. Me, muscles, the kitty. I don't know. Badass Domain says, hey guys, are you watching the new Chucky series on TV? No. And have you seen Halloween Kills yet? I was just going to talk about that. Yes, we watched it yesterday. We went to the theater and we saw it in Dolby. Because that's what I was going to say, was that that was the last time I ate. Was that before we went to see Halloween Kills, we went over to the mall across the thing and like we ate at the food court. And that was the last time I ate. Halloween Kills, I got to say, I was going to say, oh, we should save it for a matinee, but I don't know. We'll probably see some other movies before Sunday, so it's like not really that big a deal. That is a pretty solid flick, gotta say.
Okay, they're asking about B. Now, B is not in jail. B is free. B got sick and had to fucking recuperate for a couple days, but he's back. So B's all right. He got in contact with me.
Yeah, he's been messaging us the last couple days. It's fine.
Yeah, he's all right.
That's nothing really.
He got sick and it took him a couple days to fucking recover from it.
Yeah, it's shit happens, you know. But yeah, we'll talk about Halloween Kills in a minute. I want to say, too, that when we went over to the mall to get food, we also went into FYE, where I got this, like, kick-ass shirt. And also, they always have... See, I'm always tempted by... Because the FYE is right by the food court. So we always, like, walk by it on the way to get food. And they always have those really tempting... kind of things out front where, like, hey, like, buy one, get one free, like, DVDs or Blu-rays or whatever, or, you know, ones for $5. And then they had all the horror shit in the front. So I'm kind of like, well, you guys saw me coming. But yeah, so I ended up getting, not only did I get this kick-ass shirt, which they had a bunch of these, man. They had this Creature from the Black Lagoon. Like, it was between this one and they had one of the Invisible Man. And I really liked that one, too. But the reason I got this one, you know, instead of that one, because I couldn't decide, was that this one, they actually had a small, and the Invisible Man one, they only had medium. Like, all the smalls were sold out. So, they had a Jaws one. They had, like, a bunch of other movies. But, yeah, they were all really cool. But, look. Okay, so, I got a Blu-ray of the original Amityville Horror, which I didn't have, surprisingly enough. Also, got a Blu-ray of the original Carrie. Look at that fucking cover. I love that so much. But yeah, got that, which amazingly enough, I didn't have.
This is a good buy. I think it was like $15-$20. Got all.
Yeah, and then like DVDs, they had House with a Clock in Its Walls, which you guys. I had to get this because we saw this in the theater. This is one of the books. This is my favorite book from childhood. by John Bellairs.
It's a good movie.
And I was, and even like years and years ago, I was like, why didn't some fucker make this into a movie? It's such a good book. And it had Edward Gorey illustrations, like when it came out back in the 70s. And I've reread it like a zillion times, and it's still good, like as an adult. And they finally made it into a movie, and it was awesome. I was like thinking that it was going to be
bad. And it's a Jack Black movie.
Yeah,
Jack Black is it.
I know, yeah. He plays like the wizard or whatever. And I also got Night of the Living Dead, the Tom Savini one, like from 1990, because I didn't have that one. Obviously, I have the original. Yeah, this one's actually much better than I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember this being like pretty fucking good.
It's good.
You know, it's Tom Savini. Yeah. Why do you not like Tom Savini? DJ Maniac says, I saw the porno version, The House with the Cock and the Balls.
What? House with the Cock and the Balls. Okay.
That gave me a really funny mental image just then. Danny Rolling Ghostface says, I hate how they act like Halloween H2O never happens in these new Halloween films.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, see, that's the thing. We were talking about that on the car on the way home. Yeah. I said, because in some ways, the newer movies like Halloween 2018 and this new like Halloween Kills, they basically just go all the way back to Halloween 2.
You're right, yeah.
And be like, okay, all that shit that happened in there, we're just pretending that didn't exist, which that's okay. You know?
Actually, this new Halloween movie, I liked it. I liked it better than the 2018.
I did as well.
It wasn't bad. It was good.
Really
good score.
It's always nice to see Anthony Michael Hall in something. I didn't realize that he was essentially the main character in this, gotta say.
Essentially, Anthony Michael Hall carries this movie. He's the dude who's...
Oh, thank you, Victor.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Victor. I'm off today. I missed y'all. Hey, we missed you too. Thank you so much.
Anthony Michael Hall, okay... Hunky as that motherfucker was back in the damn Dead Zone fucking movie series. Very hunky guy. Still look very good for his age. And he was playing the dude that was fomenting and whipping up the lynch mob to go out and fucking kill Michael Myers.
Well, he was playing... Is this a spoiler to say this? He's playing... the grown-up version of Tommy Doyle, the little kid from the first movie that Jamie Lee Curtis was babysitting.
It's worth seeing. I mean,
the gore was pretty damn good.
It's pretty good. It's worth seeing.
Yeah. And like you said, I liked it better than honestly. And we were talking about this maybe, and I don't know if this is spoilery. Is this spoilery? I kind of feel like I like that they did with this second one. Almost what they did with the original Halloween 2, where it's like, and I'm sure they did this on purpose. We're going to make this whole movie where Jamie Lee Curtis is essentially like in the hospital,
like pretty much the whole time,
just like they kind of did in Halloween 2.
Yeah.
And then they also had a reference in there to the Silver Shamrock masks.
That's what I was going to say.
So I was like, I wonder if they make another one.
Will they be?
Are they going to like do a crossover with like Michael Myers and... the Silver Shamrock
shit. And
if they don't. I mean, they ought to. It seemed like they were building up to that. I kind of hope they do.
If they don't, they fucking suck ass. I didn't see Halloween 1 and 2 as a kid. I saw Halloween 3. That was the first fucking Halloween movie I saw. I fucking loved it. So I didn't have any preconceived notions. And to this day, actually, out of the Halloween series, I like Halloween 3 the best. But Halloween 3... and the masks and the fucking dude with the fucking magic rock dust that came out of fucking...
the Stonehenge.
Stonehenge and all this fucking Irish fucking death magic and shit. I fucking like that shit. And if they come out with Halloween 3, a Silver Shamrock motherfucker, and they tie in Michael Myers with... because they set it up. They set it up in this last movie.
I kind of feel like they did. Maybe.
Yeah,
like,
they
not
did.
Overtly, but I think they did kind of like hint they were going
Jamie Lee Curtis says, no mortal man could ever have survived what this dude's been through. All right? This is something about pure hatred and fucking... and that's... they're talking about like the dark side of the Force. And then they keep showing these goddamn masks, these Silver Shamrock masks.
Well, some of the victims have them on.
Yeah. So you're like, well, wait a minute. Did the dude who owned the Silver Shamrock Company know something about hatred and being able to fucking, you know what I mean, go beyond what was humanly possible? You know, it's the Force. It's the dark side of the Force is what they're talking about.
That's so Michael Myers is a Sith?
So that's Michael Myers might be a Sith. A Sith demon.
That's not as cool somehow.
Well, you're looking at it from a Star Wars point of view. But I would downplay it a little bit. That's what they're talking about.
Is that, well, I mean, at this point,
motherfucker, you're almost magic.
He's like transcending.
You're transcending what's normal. What's normal,
right?
And it might have something to do with Stonehenge and the Druids. And here's the thing: AI robots are now a possibility. So the Silver Shamrock fucking story makes more sense now when you got an evil corporate motherfucker with robots, okay, with androids that are killing people, all right, and trying to get hold of these magic fucking rocks that are fucking infused with dark side powers. You know, it's starting, if you did it right, it would be great.
I mean, you'd really have to be careful, though, because I do kind of feel like Halloween, I want to say 5 and 6. Did it start in 5, where they were starting to go in the supernatural direction?
It is supernatural. It's kind of supernatural.
But yeah, but like I said, I think they even hinted that in the first fucking movie, because it's like, obviously, Loomis shoots him at the end of the first one, spoiler alert, from 1978. And then, like, they look out, and they're like, oh, shit, he's gone.
Right.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, well, I mean, you could say the same thing about Jason, which, you know, the Friday the 13th movies,
right,
which also went off in ridiculous directions, because what's scary about a stalker that, you know, it chops up a bunch of teenagers and then you shoot him and he's dead like a normal person? It's like way scarier if he can like get back up. And I think it's way scarier if it's not completely explained either.
Yeah.
Like if you don't really know. So in some ways I'm kind of like, we were talking about this on the way home. I said I would like it actually if they did almost like a new trilogy, like the first three Halloweens, and they kind of went, I'm not saying they should make the next one like without Michael Myers and they're just like, just throw you a curveball that's just like all about Silver Shamrock, but if they could do like a crossover with that in a way that wasn't stupid as hell, I mean, it could be done, but without over explaining, because see, and I've brought this up before, this is why I did not like Rob Zombie's take on Halloween, because he over-explained the shit. Don't over-explain, Michael Myers is just a poor, abused kid. Nobody wants to hear that.
You gotta leave shit hanging. That
come on.
Your imagination has to work.
Scarier
on
when you don't know. Mystery is always scarier.
Yeah.
Which you would think that, like, horror people would know that by now.
Well,
but
some
I
of
guess
them do.
They don't.
But I liked the movie. I really do hope that... To me, it looked like they were trying to tie the Silver Shamrock angle into it, and I hope they do. If they blow that off, I think they're really screwing the pooch. I mean, you're already dealing with a trilogy now, so you might as well include that.
And like I said, they really did seem to do like a Halloween 2. This movie wasn't like exactly like Halloween 2, but they did the same thing, like I said, with Jamie Lee Curtis being in the hospital most of the time, and they did the same thing where this movie is set only an hour or two after the events of Halloween 2018, which is the same thing that they did with the original Halloween and Halloween 2, which was set on like the same night. And so, I mean, obviously they did that on purpose. So I'm kind of thinking, I wonder what they're going to do with the next one now. So now I'm like intrigued.
Yeah. Tila's here. What's up, Tila? What you doing?
Yeah, Tila said, H2O is really good, well acted, but Michael's mask is off, though. Honestly, I think I saw H2O in the theater when it came out. And I remember liking it, being like, ah, that was pretty good. But then I can't really remember a single thing. Wasn't Busta Rhymes in that? I feel like Busta Rhymes was in that. And then, but I can't remember hardly a single thing that happened to it. But I remember it being okay at the time. I think I've seen them all at some point or another, but I don't, like, when it started going supernatural, like, into the, what's the fuck, then, wasn't there, like, a cult or, like, the thorn something or whatever? After it kind of went off in that direction, I don't even, like, remember what the fucking lore was.
So. After we got done seeing, Halloween, this new Halloween, Halloween Kills. It kind of hit me again. What a disappointment that what was that other one we just saw? Fucking
You said Candyman?
Candyman 2. They could have done so much better. And after seeing Candyman, it hit me how much that movie depends on, oh boy, fucking
Tony Todd.
Yeah. Without
well,
Todd,
I was going to say that, you know...
Because when I saw Todd, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, this is it, this is it. Now it's back. And then it ended. I was like, ah.
Danny rolling Ghostface, talking about Halloween Kills, when those little kids psyched out the gay couple was funny as fuck.
Here's the thing.
I liked those characters, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody gets killed.
I was telling... I was saying this to Jenny.
That's not a spoiler. It's a slasher movie.
Now, nowadays, the way Hollywood is... They always got to have a diverse cast with a bunch of representation from the LGBT. And to me, this shit always looks fake as fuck. All right? Just the way the story unfolds, you're like, you know what they're doing. It's like a formula. But with this one, it felt very...
organic.
It felt very organic. Kind of like the way Predator 1 has a very diverse cast. It's all dudes, but they're all very diverse. It felt organic because it was right for the... That's the way the military is. So that's the way mercenaries are. And you're like, yeah, this is the way it really... So it just felt very natural. And I must say that in this one, it felt very natural. When they introduced the gay characters, it felt natural. There was some stereotypes there, but it's like, hey, there's a lot of truth in stereotyping. The motherfuckers knew how to decorate. Okay? Gay men know how to decorate. And
Big
they also
John
have
looked
money.
Weirdly like... Big John looked weirdly to me. I don't... Maybe this is just me, but he looked weirdly like Rufus Wainwright, I thought.
Yeah. They had the place decorated. Some of the walls were black and dark green.
I was into their decorating.
They had
I'm like
money.
Looking around the house going, man, this place looks fantastic.
They were both named John. You had Big John and Little John. And Little John was the big guy and Big John was the little guy. And fucking then
I loved those two.
Yeah.
I wanted them to live, but
yeah, you had kind of a fucking effeminate guy and a masculine guy, and they were going to fight Michael Myers. They both got killed. That was nothing.
Like I said, everybody gets killed.
Yeah, they did that in a couple different ways where they were dealing with opposites. You had a black couple to where you had...
Well, they were in Halloween costumes.
They were in Halloween costumes. The woman was dressed as a nurse, and the man was dressed as a man, but she was a doctor, and he was a nurse, so they kind of... flipped it around, and they did some cool shit, and you thought she was gonna fucking kill Michael Myers with a fucking 50 caliber Desert Eagle, fucking 50 Action Express Desert Eagle, and man, she went down bad, but the movie was always giving you hope.
Like, hey, maybe this is gonna be like the main character.
Nope. Yeah, it's not how it happened.
No. I liked that, though. It was green.
There he goes.
Okay, we're back.
Lost connection.
Are we back? Yeah, see, this is what is bothering me. And I can't, and I don't have the phone to back up on because I've used all my data for the month.
Yeah.
So I don't have a phone as a backup until November 1st. So I'm kind of scared.
No, this is just our regular fucking community network right here.
Yeah, this is just our regular.
It's
this
green.
Is through the cable. Okay, yeah, it's going now. All right. Okay. But, yeah, Tila said, I felt bad for the mentally ill dude who they were chasing. Horrible death scene. Yeah, it's, a lot of the kills in this were really, really brutal. You can tell that they really leaned. You could tell they really leaned into that R rating.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, so happy. They seemed, that was one thing that occurred to me while I was watching it. I was like, they're obviously so gleeful that this was rated R. Because everyone was, fuck this and fuck that and motherfucker and fuck. And then the gore was just kind of, like, off the chain. Like, pretty much. But so it's, I guess it was nice because I'm so used to seeing, like, PG-13 horror movies where they kind of have to go, oh, let's not look at the gore. But this one was, like, pretty gory, so I gotta say.
What I did like about it is that Anthony Michael Hall did a really good job in it. He was real good in it. It was entertaining. There was a couple, I remember saying that after we got done with the movie.
That you thought it could have been a little bit shorter.
Yeah, it could have been a bit shorter.
It's an hour and 45 minutes.
It needed a tighter edit, but they left some stuff in there. They were trying to do characterization. And the reason why they did that is you're trying to differentiate to make sure that you know that this is not Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is supposed to be a little bit deeper than Friday the 13th. I kind of disagree.
No,
I think Friday the 13th and
Friday the 13th was a ripoff of Halloween.
Yeah, they're very similar. I think I probably would have cut a lot of that shit out and kept it fucking a lot of basically action horror movie, and I would have left it as a Friday the 13th movie.
But to be honest, to me, it really didn't seem like there was a lot of, like, too much characterization going on. And honestly, I liked a lot of the characters, which actually you don't really see a lot in horror movies, and you definitely don't see in Friday the 13th movies. Because Friday the 13th movies, you're just like, yeah, look at all these annoying motherfuckers, just kill them. But this one, like, some of the people I was like, didn't really want to see them get killed, and then I was just like, ah. You know what I mean? But that's good, though.
We kind of have to be honest, though. Fucking, what's her name didn't have to be in this damn movie.
But, well, like I was saying before, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, one, they're making an homage to Halloween 2, I think.
Right.
And two, and I was telling you this before, like, in a way, it seems more realistic to me, because if they had made it, because, like, at the end of Halloween 2018, she got, like, her fucking, like, stomach all stabbed and her, like, her guts were hanging out. So it's kind of like, if she had been able to, like, just jump out the hospital bed and, like, kick ass after that. Like, for the whole movie, yeah, I'm just going to go get him and shit like that. Everybody would be like, no, that's not what would really happen. Yeah. So I kind of liked that they went, like, a more realistic route with that. And she's in it a lot. It's like she's in scenes and stuff. It's just that she's not, like, out there. Like, they it kind of, like, goes to a lot of other characters. And like I said, I really like... I actually didn't even know that Anthony Michael Hall was in this. So I was like...
I didn't know he was in it either.
I like that dude.
I saw him and I'm like, oh, all right, yeah.
Isn't it hilarious to think that, like, that's the same dude from The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, well, Tina. Same. He's played a long time.
Yeah. Well, what happened with that? Like, he always played, like, the dork, like, in we see he was in The Breakfast Club and Weird Science and stuff. And then, like, Edward Scissorhands came out, and he's suddenly, like, almost unrecognizable because he's, like, this big bulked up football player type dude. And everyone was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Like, I think we talked about it a little bit when we did the Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, Tila, if you liked this, you should see the television series. You can buy it or rent it. Off of fucking Amazon. The Dead Zone.
Yeah, they did like a series of The Dead Zone. When was that?
I have it.
2000, like mid-2000s, I want to say? I think it was mid-2000s.
I have it on DVD. Me and Jenny watched it.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I really liked it a lot.
It's a series based upon the Stephen King story, The Dead Zone. Anthony Michael Hall starring in it.
As Johnny.
As Johnny. And motherfucker, he looked good, man. He's a very hunky type dude. To me, it's obvious that he did a couple cycles of anabolics and fucking got big. But, great show. Great show.
Yeah, that was like, that show was way better than I was expecting.
Yeah.
For not having heard that much about it.
You're right.
Or even at the time. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Thank you, Victor. I told y'all to get a hotspot with unlimited data. Well, I do have a mobile hotspot on my phone. And in theory, it has unlimited data, but in practice, it only goes up to a certain amount, and then it's like, now I'm going to charge you even more than $70, and I can't afford that shit.
Starts to tether you. I would kill that one and just go off the one we're using now. That's all you need.
Well, no, because I like to have the backup. Okay. And honestly, I was running out of data.
Yeah, but what about what's HughesNet?
Well, yeah, I gotta do that too. Yeah, but no, I'm talking about my phone. I'm not talking about HughesNet. Right. But what I was gonna say was, I actually like having the unlimited data on my phone because I was running out before because you know, I was gone on the cheap plan because, like I said, you know, I don't have a shit ton of money. So, thank you, Mr. Roboto. Will you be decorating for Halloween and giving candy? Yeah, we probably will. I wonder if there's any, like, going to be any trick-or-treaters around here.
Probably some.
We'll I hear kids, and I see school buses coming through here, so I guess there's... I haven't really seen... And a lot of people around here do seem to have decorated for Halloween, so that's something. Even though, like I said, the houses are farther apart, so I don't know how common trick-or-treating is here. In our old neighborhood, it's weird because it was kind of like one or the other. Like, we would get, like, a fuck ton of candy. I guess this happens to everybody, but you get, like, a, you know, one year... We'd run out of candy because it was like 40 bajillion children. And then, so the next year would be like, oh my God, we have to get like all this extra candy. And then we'd have like three people. So I don't really know. I don't know. I guess it depends like what night it was on and stuff. But maybe since it's Sunday night. Now I kind of feel like now people are going to, like, kids are going to be trick-or-treating on Saturday night. So shit, man. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. And honestly, because Halloween's on a Sunday, and we usually do, like, a matinee on a Sunday, so maybe we'll do, like, a Halloween special or something like that. Although, I have to think of a new costume now, because I already did my Dia de los Muertos outfit. That was from Memento. And then I already did a Bride of Frankenstein. That was for halfway to Halloween. And I think I was already on camera as that. So then last night I was like, shit, man, what costume can I get real quick? Like, without having to, like, spend a fuck ton of money. I was like, I think the only thing that I can do Wednesday Addams without having to buy anything. But that seems, like, really lazy. So, I don't know. We'll see what I can do. I'll think of something, maybe. Hey, Pokey. She's laying over there. She's laying over there sleeping. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I'm always really, just like everything else in my life, I always, like, overthink Halloween costumes. And I can't ever, if I'm going to do Halloween costumes, I really don't want to, like, half-ass it. I want it to be, like, really, really good. And I always want to do something kind of original, you know what I mean? But it's sometimes it's, like, hard to think of something.
What's up, Poop? What
you guys should totally review Freddy vs. Jason. I saw Freddy vs. Jason in the theater.
A long time ago, yeah.
I remember it being pretty fun. I don't remember, like, what happens in it, really. I remember, like, the end of it. Like, with the Freddy's head, like, winking and stuff. But I don't really remember much of it other than that. Tila said, we rarely get trick-or-treaters. We live in condo complex, mostly young couples and singles or retirees. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't... Mr. Roboto said no Elvira costume. I actually did think about... That was one of the ones. Because I probably have an outfit that could, like, approximate that. I don't have hair like hers, but I could probably, like, tease
you got a
long, it.
You got a wig.
I have a wig. I mean, yeah. I have a blonde wig, or a black wig that I could probably...
Sandra says she just watched Edward Scissorhands after our review.
Yeah.
It's much more sad than she remembered.
It is very sad. Yeah. It is a very sad movie. Tammy said, that's one thing I miss living in the middle of nowhere. We get no trick-or-treaters. I wonder if we're going to get any here. I mean,
yeah, we will.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. Like I said, I know there's kids in the neighborhood because I can hear them, like, coming off the school bus. But, and people do have decorated for Halloween over here.
Yep.
We honestly, we have like the lazy Halloween decorations. Just the
projectors.
The projector lights. We have like the bats, and we have bats and ghosts, right? We have a bat one and a ghost one. The bat one's purple and the ghost one's white. And we used to, at the old house, we used to project them on the garage doors. But this house, do we even have an outside power source?
No, but I can run it out through the garage. Okay.
Because I looked around at our old house, we had like plugs outside.
Yeah, we don't have them.
But this house, I haven't like found any unless they hid them behind the bushes or something. So another, we haven't actually put them out yet.
Another thing that's been interesting lately is Dune.
Oh my God, thank you so much, John Robertson.
Oh shit, what was that?
Hey guys, just watched Halloween Kills. This has to be the most brutal I've seen Myers in a long time. The kills were brutal. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They actually did a good job with like the fucking killings on that one. They were kind of pretty fucked up. They were almost all disturbing to me. I always thought about Myers being like a force of nature, an embodiment of evil. Yeah, and I think that's kind of like the direction they're going with it. So hopefully. But yeah, like I said, I'm really happy that they really leaned into that R rating, got to say. Oh, and another thing I was going to say too was that one of the previews that we saw, I hadn't even heard about this up until now. They're doing another Scream movie. It's not a reboot because it's got all the characters. It's got like Sydney. It's like Sydney and Dewey and all of them. They're all in it, but it's like a new generation. And much like Halloween 2018, they're just calling this one Scream.
Yeah. It actually
did look pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I know I saw the first Scream, obviously. I've seen that one several times. I'm pretty sure I saw the second one, and that was pretty good. And I think they made a third and a fourth. And I might have seen those, but I don't know. We'll see. It looked pretty good.
The Soho movie looked good.
I can't wait to see that. Yeah, that looks awesome.
That looks good.
That looks awesome.
And Dune.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying Dune is fantastic. Connor Botslan, who's a subscriber and always comment in here, a friend of mine, he, living in Mexico, he got a early HD bootleg of it like 2 days ago. He said it was great. He loved it. His wife didn't like it that much. She said it was kind of a man's flick, according to her. But
what does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. I don't think she grew up with the lore or read the book. But people who know the book and the first movie liked it. So I'm excited about it. That's playing tonight, I think, isn't it, here?
I think it starts tonight, you know, and then wide release tomorrow.
Right.
And like I said, so we got to see that sometime this weekend or Monday or whatever. And then Tuesday night, we got to do Riff Tracks Live.
Right.
Their Halloween special. They're doing Amityville 4.
Yeah.
which I'm super
excited
about.
I'm a huge
fan
of the book and the movie. I liked them both.
Well, and it's nice that somebody's actually, like, going to do it
good director.
Justice, you're maybe. Right. I mean, you know, obviously David Lynch did it, but they fucked around with his stuff so much that...
Dune can't be a single movie. That's not movieable. It has to be a trilogy. Or two movies.
Yeah, I mean, the book is, like, so intricate that... Tila says, looking forward to Dune and Antlers. Yeah, I can't wait to see Antlers. I think that's coming out, when, October 29th? I want to say just like the week, right before Halloween. So I'm excited about that. I've been seeing trailers for that shit since like fucking last year.
Right. So as far as Dune goes, everybody that I can trust is saying it's fucking awesome. So I'm jacked for fucking Dune. Can't wait.
Yeah, we will definitely see it in the next few days. If not this weekend, then Monday.
I'm glad I have lived as long as I have lived to see the fucking Dune the Dune trilogy come to fucking the screen. Yeah, it's gonna be good.
I was trying to think of some of the other trailers that we saw. What was that other one, like Blumhouse movie?
There's a new horror movie from Blumhouse coming out. Yeah, it looked all right. But Blumhouse movies are all
the Black Phone.
That
actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a throwback, like it's set in the 70s. It looked like it was set in the 70s and about a kid that gets kidnapped, and it looked like fucking Ethan Hawke was in it.
There's another channel that I listen to, it's called Midnight's Edge, and they got some guys that come from, they're kind of behind the scenes Hollywood studio guys that got kicked out. They'll tell you everything that's going on in these studios and how they worked. They're cut out of the loop, but they still have a lot of friends that are still in there. And they've been saying that the past couple years, the movies that we're getting are kind of fucked up. Because they were made like 4 years ago. And that now we're going to start getting a new batch of movies that are more like crowd pleasers. More like getting asses into seats type of movies. So I'm hoping that movies will be better than they have been in the past couple years. And that's what guys from Midnight's Edge are saying. So let's hope that's true. Because a lot of shit is mediocre.
I mean, that's kind of true of all eras, though. And the thing about it is that, you know, you don't really have the benefit, like, shit that's coming out nowadays, you don't have the benefit of hindsight of, like, what's going to, like, survive and all these other movies are just going to be forgotten about, which, like I said, is kind of what happened through the 80s. That's why so many people remember so many movies fondly from the 80s, because only the ones that were awesome, those are the ones that everybody still remembers. All the other ones just everybody forgot about.
Yeah, but there is something I'm going to say to that, though. The 80s was a backlash to the fucking failures of the 70s. They did have some good 70s movies, but most of them weren't very good. The 80s was kind of a backlash to that. And the best directors of the 80s were indie guys that the studios had, in some cases, kind of picked up. Which would be Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, those kind of guys. And it's because, you know, in the 60s, the studios were pretty fucked up. I mean, they only wanted to make westerns or cop movies, you know, basically.
Well, it's just, like I said, it's a business where, and it's kind of always been like this, because you're investing so much money in an intellectual property, they're really, really, like, risk-averse.
Right.
And, like, so if something comes out that's a huge success, everybody's immediately like, well, let's rip that off or let's do something like that. So, and like I said, you can understand why they do that, because it's not, like, they're not going to, like, pour millions of dollars into some director or some idea that they think it just isn't going to fly, because they don't know, ultimately,
and
like, what the public is going to respond to.
It's the studios that are kind of the last ones onto the game. It's everybody else that's kind of ahead of the curve. Like, for instance, there were movies that I saw in the 80s that I fucking liked. They weren't quite there. One of them was like fucking, what was it? Galaxy of Terror. I liked that.
That was the Roger Corman one.
Roger Corman, Galaxy of Terror. And it was an alien ripoff, but it was better. The director, or not, I don't think it was the director, what was it? It was the science, the special effects guy behind a lot of that was James Cameron.
James Cameron, yeah. And Roger Corman gave a lot of, like, big Hollywood heavy hitters their stuff.
Yeah. And with that, and when I saw fucking Galaxy of Terror, I was like, man, there's something to this. I love this movie. That chick got raped by a goddamn caterpillar, a giant caterpillar.
So slimy.
And then fucking, and then that dude, a fucking crystal jumped up into his arm and went up and killed him. And that was Sid Haig.
Yeah, Sid Haig was in that show.
And I fucking, it wasn't the greatest movie, but I knew there was something there. Well, from that, that's where Aliens or Alien 2 came from that, and Terminator 1 came from that. Those movies wouldn't have happened without Galaxy of Terror.
Yeah.
And we're in that Galaxy of Terror time, I think, now, where shit's going to change out. That's just my opinion. And they missed a lot of shit. Like, I fucking loved Alita, Battle Angel. I thought there should have been a sequel to that. Everybody I know liked that movie. I owned it on Blu-ray. I'd watch that shit all day long. There should have been another Battle Angel after that.
Well, they might eventually.
Yeah. Rosario, what's her name? Rosario Dawson? No. Is that her name?
Not that, no. What's Rosa Salazar?
Salazar.
How'd I pull that out of my ass? Holy crap.
Yeah, it was a good movie. They should have made another one.
I'm going to have to agree with Mango on this. Mango says, I would have to disagree with that about the 70s movies films. The 80s was worse, but it did have some good ones, and most of the 80s movies came about in the 70s. Yeah, I kind of feel like most of my... Honestly, as far as horror goes, I kind of feel like the 70s is my favorite horror decade, although I like horror movies from every decade. 80s was kind of more like slasher horror comedy, which, like, that's fine. But I kind of feel, I like 70s because it was more like a crapshoot, like it was kind of more arty-farty. In the 80s, everything went more toward, and I love like a lot of movies from the 80s, obviously, but in the 80s, it did go more toward like, you know, more big epic, like crowd-pleasing kind of stuff. Or like I said, in horror, went more toward slasher or comedy, which is fine, but I don't know. If I had to pick a favorite decade, at least for horror movies, I would, pick the 70s.
I don't know. Some 70s movies were actually 80s movies. They were kind of fucking, you know what I mean? They were ahead of their time. Like Alien 1 was an 80s movie.
Well, that was very late 70s. Very that was 1979.
So I don't know exactly what he's talking about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you had fucking Exorcist. That was a 70s movie.
Yeah, 73.
Yeah, 73. But, you know, and then there was a lot of really good 70s movies.
Carrie, 1976.
But they weren't all good. And a lot of those 70s movies, if you actually analyze them, they're kind of like more something from the 80s.
Suspiria, 1977.
Yeah.
Bay of Blood, 1971.
There wasn't that many of them. Most 70s movies were fucking westerns.
I don't know. I like a lot of movies. I like a lot of 70s horror movies.
Bad westerns on TV.
Changeling, although that was 1980, but that's just right on the cusp.
Yeah.
So that was okay. But yeah, I mean,
there was a lot of 70. There was a lot of 80s shit though too. There was.
Well, yeah, I remember. I was there.
Yeah. A lot of 80s shit.
Well, like I said, that's kind of why we have the benefit of hindsight. We grew up during the 70s and 80s, so I remember that not only in movies, but also in music and stuff like that, like a lot of the shit sucked. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the only reason like people look back on it fondly is that you only remember the good shit, or you weren't alive back then, so you didn't have to experience all the crap, like all the noise that was going on around the good shit. You know what I mean? But that's, like I said, that's kind of true of every era. Only the best shit like survives to get picked up by subsequent generations. And if you didn't live through that era, then, you know, you obviously wouldn't realize that there was, like, just a ton of other crap that just got forgotten about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, somebody brings up also. The Omen, yep. Phantasm.
A lot of the 80s stuff, though, was trying to harken back to the good 70s, though. They were trying to bring that shit
Although,
back.
Like I said, as much as I love slasher movies, I do kind of feel like the 80s was kind of dominated by slasher movies, at least in the horror genre. And that's not entirely true. There was, like, some cool shit going on there,
too. A lot of them second rate, too.
Yeah, well, like I said, because Halloween, which was 1978, was such a massive success on such a small budget, you know, immediately Sean Cunningham, who the dude that did Friday the 13th, was like, hey, let's rip that off. And he's even said that, like, right, those are the words that he uses, hey, let's rip that off. So, I mean, you know, they obviously, the people had made slashers before that. Like I said, back in Italy, they were making giallo movies, and Mario Bava made Bay of Blood, which was I would argue, was kind of like the first slasher movie. I mean, I guess you could argue that Psycho is the first slasher movie, or Peeping Tom, but...
Psycho was not a slasher movie.
I think Psycho was more like a psychological... Yeah. I mean, I get where they're coming from with that.
It was close, but not really.
But if you're going to say the first slasher movie that people would recognize as a slasher movie, Bay of Blood. And that was an Italian movie. Because that was straight up a slasher movie. And it had a lot of the shit that later slasher movies would have. Like, it had the killer POV. It had all this other kind of stuff. Even though it didn't have just one killer. And it was kind of more like a mystery type thing. But it absolutely had, like, a lot of the tropes that people would later recognize as a slasher movie. And I think if anybody that was into slasher movies from the 80s watched that, they would think that that was a slasher movie. And that came out in, like I said, 1971. So, and then they did Black Christmas. That was 74, which was very clearly a slasher movie. And that was Canadian. So, you know. So Halloween obviously wasn't the first slasher movie. It was just the one that popularized the genre because it was so beloved and so widespread. And that's what made everybody want to rip it off. So during the 80s, everybody's like, well, we have to make a slasher movie because obviously they're super cheap. Just like later on when everybody got into zombies and zombie movies are super cheap to make. All you need is like a rundown building and like slap some fucking blood and shit on people and get them to shamble around. And bingo, you got a zombie movie. And it's like, if you want to go even cheaper, just make it a found footage zombie movie. Then you can shoot it with a fucking, you shoot it with a fucking phone. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, you know. I might need another drink in a minute.
You got some in there.
Well, not really.
I'll make some in a bit.
Yeah, Black Christmas was a good 70s slasher. I still love Black Christmas, honestly. And I just, again, I feel like it doesn't get enough credit when people are talking about, you know, when people are talking about slashers. I know that Halloween is the big one because, like I said, everybody, that was kind of the most widespread one. And that was the one that popularized it, but that wasn't the first one. It's just kind of like the whole found footage thing. Everybody talks about Blair Witch, but I was like, did you guys not see Cannibal Holocaust? Because that was totally a found footage movie. But I guess more people didn't see that one. So, you know, there's a difference between we were the first one to do it and we're the one that popularized it. Thank you, Mr. Roboto. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Basket Case Films. We just did Basket Case, didn't we?
Yeah.
Not too long ago. Good old Frank Henenlotter. He also made Frankenhooker. And we also, we did that one too, didn't we? Man, I love Frankenhooker. Yeah. And I think I said that on the review, too. I'm like, I'm not even being ironic. I genuinely love that movie. There's just something really, like, charming about it. and then October Wraith says, I love Funhouse. Yeah, I think we talked about that one, too. That's Tobe Hooper.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like, yeah, that doesn't get, like, a lot of love, either. Tobe Hooper made some good shit. He made that. He made Life Force. You know. He wasn't just Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy.
I was loving on Funhouse before I even knew who any of these people were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh man, that's a fucking badass flick.
I mean, there's something creepy about carnivals. I guess it's why there's so many horror movies with fucking clowns in them, even though I personally don't think clowns are all that scary.
You will see the terror in the Funhouse. And we will see. Remember that guy? Fucking Tad's dad out there with the fucking microphone.
Tad's dad, yeah. And he was just like, you could tell he was just like so over it.
In the Funhouse. Great flick.
Well, when I was growing up, I mean, that was when you went to like these carnivals and shit, which in Daytona they had it every October. They'd do Oktoberfest, right? So all the carnies would come and they'd set the shit up in the vacant lot next to the drive-in. And, you know, for like a week or something, and you'd go there, and it always bummed me out because I'd seen it in movies. Our Oktoberfest didn't have a Funhouse. And it had like the Gravitron and it had all that kind of shit. I guess by that point, even by like the 70s and early 80s, I guess the Funhouse was kind of like passé, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people didn't really just want to ride through this little thing and have like rubber skeletons jumping out at you. But I don't know. I always really like that. They're not scary, but...
Strawdog78 says, fucking, like, I love how Halloween Kills had that... They kind of replicated the 70s movie in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, remember the beginning with the soundtrack?
Yeah, like the credits and stuff.
And the credits, and then they had the fucking... The flaming jack-o'-lanterns.
And I quite like that, actually.
Yeah. And I was like, man, fucking... And it had Carpenter's fucking score playing. I don't know if Carpenter executed that, but he should have.
Well, John Carpenter was an executive producer on it, okay. So I'm assuming he had some say in like the
final.
It sounded
right. It sounded really good.
Yeah. Victor's asking, do any of y'all remember The Pit? Oh my God. I think they added that to Shudder not too long. I've seen it. And I've also seen like the Brandon Tenold one. That one, what a weird fucking movie that was. That was like that weird, horrible child that found those little creatures in that pit in his backyard and was like feeding them meat and stuff. That's a weird fucking movie. What did he call them? Trollologs or something?
I don't know.
Shit, man. We should do like a retrospective on that. That movie is like so messed up. It's kind of not to be confused with The Gate, even though I kind of feel like the little monsters sort of look the same. Not the same, but similar. Let's see. Camp Guy says, there's a museum in the Georgia State Capitol that has all kinds of weird agricultural specimens. Two-headed calves, three-tailed snakes, etc. It creeped me out back in the day. See, I love that kind of stuff. I love that kind of stuff. Lewis Thompson, I woke up drunk. Well, that's always nice. I've been there. Today's my birthday. Well, happy birthday. 13 o'clock is playing. Okay. Well, it's a good day so far. Hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some of this because I can't drink it all.
Okay. Well, you've been drinking all day, hanging out with your biker buddies.
Yeah, been drinking all day.
I can't believe, like, you ride around your motorcycle like, fucking dude, what are you doing, man?
I'm just doing what I do. There you go.
I told you. Well, because, like I said, you didn't get back till 4:30. I'm like, is he dead somewhere?
No, I'm good.
Now what do I do?
I'm hungry, though.
I'm looking at Pookie going, what are we going to do, Pook? I'm Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. Yeah, I thought he called them like trollologs or something. And wasn't there some weird shit where he was like, I haven't seen it in a long time, but wasn't there some shit with what? What's she doing? I can't see. I can't see because you're Is she on her back? Oh. Yeah. But when you point at her doing it, she's like, what? Yeah. I'm not.
You point at you. Don't point at me.
Don't point at me. I'm not doing anything weird. Stop it. Tom and his biker buddies, yeah. Tom was drinking before the show. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
He decided this morning because...
I started drinking at like 1.
Well, yeah, because you left at like... It was before noon.
Yeah. No.
Like out on a motorcycle ride.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was before noon or it was right around noon.
12:30.
And I figured, well, he's going to go up to that biker bar and like hang out all day.
Yeah.
And, like talk about bikes with the dudes.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I should go up there. Well, so I probably should one day, but I said, I'm going to be standing there for 4 hours while y'all just, like, talk about motorcycles, and I'm just going to be over there going, it's going
to
be like
They'll
that.
Just tell you to pull your titties out. That's what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, hey, pull those out. Let's see them. That's what they're
So now I really don't want to go. No thanks. No thanks.
Nah, they won't.
Knowing me, I'll draw, like, I'll take a marker and put fuck off on it.
Yeah. They would just laugh.
Like, make them look all, like, fucking, or I'll do some makeup on them and make them look, like, all deformed and shit. That would be funnier.
Nah, you don't understand. They would love it when, no matter what it is. They would go, like, oh, yeah.
We're that desperate.
Yeah.
To see titties.
Nah, it's just, no matter what you do, they'll approve. It is not a fucking judgmental fucking crowd, I guess you
could say. To be fair, Jenny, you'd be drunk. I probably would. Yeah. Honestly, yeah, if they just like kept on talking about motorcycles the whole time, I'd be like, can I have more alcohol, please? And I would just like be over there just drinking.
They would just be giving you money and telling you to put it in the jukebox.
Yeah. Did you see... What was the selection in the jukebox?
It's all kinds of shit.
I'm genuinely curious.
The jukebox selection is online.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the 21st century.
21st century, right.
Even, like, scuzzy biker bars are in the 21st century. That's how far into the 21st century.
Hey, man, I got them playing a bunch of fucking Billy Idol.
We'll see. There you
go. Fucking doing, they're like, oh, yeah, white wedding. It's a nice day for a white wedding. They were doing Flesh for Fantasy. Old dude was like, yeah, I remember. Everybody did Flesh for Fantasy. Yeah.
As long as it's not Molly Hatchet or Lynyrd Skynyrd.
They have that. Oh, no, they were playing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Free Bird and shit.
Don't they ever get sick of that song?
No.
Holy crap.
No. They don't have that great a taste.
There's
show them other shit and they go, oh yeah, I remember that one.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that like shit from the 80s is classic rock
now.
Yeah. So, well, shit, even shit from the 90s is classic rock because
so they know.
Because I went through, I mean, I don't listen to the classic rock stations so much, but when where I used to work, that was the only station anybody would tolerate.
Yeah.
And so there's like a slow progression of, you know, yeah, it's all Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, the Eagles and stuff.
But those dudes are
but then, but yeah, but then they start, I mean, that's like 50 years old at this point, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is, or 40 years old. So it's kind of like, so they're playing that, but then they're slowly incorporating, right, hey, now we're going to play 80s stuff.
Yeah.
Not like new wave, but
no,
like
no,
80s.
No, they're playing the Eurythmics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like stuff like that. And yeah, then I started noticing that they started slipping like Nirvana in there.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And Soundgarden.
They played,
and stuff.
They played your, and fucking Nickelback and shit. Which is, that's from the early 2000s. They were playing Nickelback.
Good Lord.
Nickelback. They were playing fucking Eurythmics. They were
put all that terrible,
fucking,
all that terrible like alt rock from
yeah,
the late
and
1990s.
They were throwing in, they were throwing in fucking, fucking what's the fucking what was that band that did fucking the Rooster?
Oh, the Rooster. Oh shit, man! What are they
yeah,
called?
They were playing that.
Wait,
shit.
I'll get it. I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it. Oh damn. I can see the dude's face. He's he died, right? Yeah, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
I knew I would think.
Chains,
I knew I would think of it in a second.
Yeah.
This is what, don't drink.
So biker
music,
biker music wasn't what it was. It's not what it was 10 years ago.
Well, like I said, you have to think
they're
now
dead.
That like,
yeah,
like shit from the 90s is old.
Yeah.
I mean, because shit, man, I graduated from high school in 1990. That was a long fucking time ago. So, you know, that's the classic rock. That was that's like 20, 30 years old.
So you see like these 50-year-old fucking biker dudes fucking just jamming out to Alice in Chains and shit. With their choppers and shit.
Well, yeah, and like
but
I said,
all
that's not...
just funny to me. I don't care. It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. Because then they'll come back and buy you a drink.
Well, and free alcohol is always
a
good thing. It's like, all right, I'll listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd for 5 minutes.
Let me tell you something. They were handing out
free alcohol.
Full, big, fucking Lay's potato chips, bags of Lay's potato chips today.
Like the full size
the
ones?
Full
not
size
even
ones.
Like the snack
me,
size
yeah,
bullshit?
No, not snack size. The full size.
Don't even give me a whole thing
they
of Lay's, but I will eat that whole fucking
and they
bag.
Were the vinegar ones. Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. So me and this 80-year-old fucking biker were sitting there fucking eating out of this damn bag of vinegar fucking chips.
So you've eaten a whole entire bag of
yeah, me and this
Lay's
fucking dude's like 80. We're like, he's like, yeah. I couldn't understand a word he's saying. He's fucking pulling. That's right. That bitch, she said, what's that? You know what I'm talking about. And so yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sure,
fucking,
whatever, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Hey! Bust your ass open.
Oh
yeah,
that's
bust
an old,
it up, bust
that,
it up.
That's an old, that's an old chestnut.
Bust it open.
What's that guy you used to know back in the old days?
I forgot.
What was that dude's name? You told me that's what he used to say all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That he's like, oh, bust your ass open.
Bust my ass open.
And I'm like, wait, what does that even mean? That sounds like a threat. Can we talk about how I can't believe like you would so seriously, not only did you have all that alcohol today,
yeah,
you also ate like a whole bag of Lay's vinegar potato chips.
And a whole bag of fucking Doritos.
The truth comes out. So and then you have the audacity, the temerity to come home and say how hungry you are. Bitch, I haven't eaten a single goddamn thing. I have had 3 cups of coffee today and that's all.
Yeah.
And this
but it was the snack size bag of Doritos. The nacho cheese Doritos.
Well, snack size is those little bitty
ones
that like you put in your kids' lunch boxes.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I thought you just said that the Lay's one was
the full size.
Oh, okay.
Me and an old man fucking...
So the snack size, there's like 3 Doritos in
there,
seriously.
That big.
That's like not even that big a deal.
They were throwing those around. They just brought in a whole bag and started tossing them to people at the bar.
See, that's what they... Because they're like, get your mouth all nice and salty.
Yeah.
So you like need some more.
Eat some of these.
One of my favorite things when I was a kid is you'd get a bag of the Lay's, like the plain ones, or you know the salt and vinegar ones were good too. You get or sour cream and onion, also good. You would get those, and then you would get like a chocolate bar, like a Hershey bar, like just plain one or whatever. And you would like break off a little thing and like put it on top of the Lay's potato chip and eat that, and it was like it was really really good. Like I said, I'm glad. And honestly, when I was a kid, because when I was a kid, we didn't have all this fancy schmancy shit, like fucking chocolate with sea salt on it, like you can get easily nowadays. Back then, I was like, why does anybody sell this shit? It's like, it's so good. Like, salty chocolate is so good, and I don't understand why nobody sells, like, chocolate-covered potato chips. But, well, I mean, now they do. But back in the 70s,
Tila went off to fucking.
I was way ahead of my. I was way ahead of my time. I guess
she's laughing. There's a jukebox. I said, yeah.
Mr. Roboto says, Jenny, you definitely need to go to the biker bar. I will.
She'll go.
But like I said, I'll have to take like some, I don't know, I'll just take like some fucking something to entertain myself in case I get.
Brad Jones says, I'm ripped as fuck. Yeah, I'm ripped. You just see my legs. My legs are actually twice as ripped as if.
Saunders said, I would get dizzy if I didn't eat for such a long time.
Yeah.
I do sometimes. It depends. But at some point, it's like I kind of get used to not eating for long periods of time because sometimes I forget. And, you know, but I don't know. It's not too bad. Today I'm pretty hungry, but if I get hungry, I just chew gum or I drink coffee.
We got so much food out there we can eat. I got fucking tacos. I got carnitas made. We could even go up to fucking, we could go up and get Chinese food. We could get Japanese food.
We just had Chinese food yesterday, though.
You can get whatever you want.
Because that was, okay, so that was another thing. And I was a long time ago when we were talking about going to the movies. Yeah. We were going to the movies. Weirdly, I know we talk about dead malls a lot, right? But for whatever reason, we go to like the Altamont Springs 18 theater, like the AMC.
Oh, you should have seen it, man. We fucking ate like our asses off.
Well, and across the street, well, it's kind of in the same complex, is the Altamont Mall. For whatever reason, the Altamont Mall, we went there, it was like Thursday in like the middle of the afternoon, and it's always crowded. And honestly, even though a couple of the anchor stores, like the Dillard's, like there's people in there and there's people shopping, but it's like it needs to be like refurbished because it smells kind of moldy because I think their ceiling is fucked up. But other than that, there are hardly any empty stores in there. And no matter what time of day you go, like even in a midweek, like mid-afternoon and stuff, there's always people in there. There's always tons of people. The food court is always like at least three quarters full.
There's housing projects there.
Well, it's right. Well, there's like a shit ton of apartment complexes. There's a shit ton of office buildings. Yeah. So a lot of people go over there for lunch and stuff like that. So a lot of people like live and work like right around there.
For $10, you can go there and there's a Chinese restaurant and you can get an entire fucking huge.
It's a pile. I couldn't eat it all. I'm like, yeah, chicken. I'm gonna barf.
Of chicken. Chicken. The fucking chicken. This. I can just give you some more of that chicken. And they'll give you some. You want some of that bourbon chicken? Say, yeah, give me some more bourbon chicken. And they'll fucking pile that shit on because they're trying to get rid of it.
There's like, look, it's like, just gonna sit here.
Let's just sit here. Good. The huge.
I just got a little bit of noodles. I got some beef and broccoli, and I got a big thing of sesame chicken.
Well, breast.
The thing about it though, so we went to the food court because it's been a long time since we had been there. Because we got to the mall like to the movie theater, and it was like way too early, and we were like, okay, well, let's go to the food court and get something to eat, and. I was gonna go to they used to have a Nature's Table in there, and they had like a pretty sweet like turkey panini, and they also had really good tomato soup. So I was gonna get some of that, but that was closed. All the other shit was open, but that one had closed in the interim, sadly. And so I was like, well, shit, I guess I'll get Chinese food. But then I forgot there's another restaurant there. I don't even remember what it's called. Mediterranean. I think it's just called Mediterranean Grill. Yeah. It has like some generic name and they have like a really, really good like steak sandwich and like Greek salad and stuff. And I forgot
with the feta cheese and all that.
Yeah. And it's like, I got the Chinese food and that was good. But then I was like looking, I was like, ah, I forgot that shit was here.
Yeah.
Oh, the ice cream and coffee place had closed too. But other than that, everything else was open. There's like a Philly cheesesteak place. There's a Taco Bell in there. There's a Chick-fil-A in there. What the fuck else is there's an Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like a buffet type, just like the Chinese place, but it's Indian food.
Look, it's 6:13.
Yeah.
Which one do tonight?
I don't know.
Okay.
Eat.
You want to eat?
Mr. Roboto said, Jenny, do you have a sweet leather jacket? I do not. Tom has one.
Yeah.
Still have it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, it's a biker jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out of fucking Terminator 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a whole Terminator 1 outfit, actually.
That's
with
right.
The gargoyle glasses and everything. But I shaved my head, so it was better when I had hair.
Well, you got wigs.
Yeah, I got wigs.
You could be the Terminator with an Amadeus wig on.
Yeah.
Or a mullet.
That's funny.
If you did that, though, it's like I don't think anybody would realize that it was a costume. They would just think that was how you dressed.
Right.
I don't know why I just thought of this. I guess because I was talking about a mullet. But when we were at the mall yesterday, we went in the FYE, they have a whole line of Tiger King branded stuff.
Oh yeah, that shit was funny.
They had like they have Tiger King chili, like in cans.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, whoever graphic designed it, I was just kind of like, I see what you did there. Because it's just, like, super, like, over-the-top tacky. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. I just love that you've, like, tapped right into that. They also have a Tiger King cereal. What the fuck was it called? I can't remember. It had, like, a really funny name because I pulled it out and, like, showed it to Tom. Oh, my God. What the fuck was it called? Because, yeah, that's, like, FYE has all of this because they have all this anime stuff. So they have, like, all this Japanese candy and snacks and stuff like in the front. And so of course we were going to the movies, so he's like, oh, I have to get all these gummies, which gross. I was like, why can't you get like good candy for once? But you know, he just got gummies. And they didn't really have anything. They had like some other, like they had Pocky and they had like some kind of like chocolate candy, but none of it was like small enough to like fit in my purse. So because my purse isn't that big, so because I told him, I was like, you can buy all the gummies you want, but I'm not carrying that shit in my purse because it doesn't fit, so you're gonna have to put it in your goddamn pockets. But they didn't have any. God, I wish I could remember the name of it. Just fucking, it was called Savage Pops or, no, that wasn't it. Although that would be funny. But it was something like that. But it was like alliterative, like it had the same letter at the beginning, but I couldn't remember what it was. Like Tiger, I don't remember what it was. But yeah. Ferocious Flakes, that's what it was. Thank you, Victor. Thank you for Googling it. Because I said that both starts with the same letter, but it's like, it made me laugh, like when I saw it, Ferocious Flakes. Yeah, and it's got fucking Tiger King on there. And it's like, and they had it, they had chili, and then they had hot sauce, like the chili, like in a can, and then like the hot sauce, and then they had one other thing, but I couldn't remember what it was. Like they were in two different places. But it was just like, I was just like, oh my God, really? We're still on the Tiger King thing? All right. That's, I don't know, hilarious. Yeah, Ferocious Flakes. Tom is the Tiger King.
I don't have the hair for it.
Well, like I said, that's why you have the mullet wig.
Yeah. Right.
Tammy says, I'm sipping banana cream moonshine.
Oh, shit, that sounds good.
It really doesn't, but it's, I mean, like,
no,
you do
no,
you.
Yes, it does. She doesn't like banana.
I don't like banana. I don't like banana flavored anything.
I'm thinking of, like, fucking, you know, banana moon pies. Like a banana moon pie fucking
moon. Well, see, that's what I was thinking too, and that's why I was kind of grossed
out. It's just redneck as fuck.
It is.
As honky as fuck.
Oh, well, see, the thing about banana moon pies is that I do not like banana, and nor do I like marshmallow. So it's kind of like, that's two things that I don't like together. So I'll tolerate marshmallow if it's, you know, paired with other things that are actually good. But if it's with banana, then fuck right off with that. Seriously. DJ Maniac says, fuck Tiger King cereal. I'm all about Monster cereal this time of year. Just ordered 2 family-sized boxes of Monster Mash from Amazon. Do they still have, like, what even flavor is that? I mean, I'm sure they still sell, like, Count Chocula and Frankenberry and Booberry and all that. What was the other one? Fruit Brute.
I don't know. Go ahead and give us a like. People, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. I know we got about 50 people in there right now. It'd be a good time for a thumbs up if you guys forgot about that.
Good time for
a... It's a good time for a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
It's also a good time for a super chat. Go ahead and send Jenny a
We've
super
actually
chat.
Gotten a lot of super chats this evening, which I was super, not expecting. Yeah, we were just like digging around, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Bananas Foster is a great easy dessert to make to impress your guests. Yeah, and honestly, I have a little bit of a story about Bananas Foster is that when I used to work at that print shop over there in Longwood. And there was a 7-Eleven next to it, so sometimes for breakfast I'd go over there and, like, get a cup of coffee. Because 7-Eleven actually has decent... Their iced coffee is good, and they had hot coffee, too. But they only had, like, 2 or 3 flavors, like, in the machine. Like, they have a bunch of flavors, like, in the pots or whatever. Thank you, Victor. Here, buy yourself a DQ Blizzard.
Yeah.
Ooh, I might, with a Heath bar in
there. Mr. Roboto says, Jenny, you dislike marshmallow, or is it just the taste or the smell? What is it?
I don't hate them, but it's just kind of like, it's never something that I choose. It always just seems kind of like, meh.
I love it. I like it. Okay.
There's just nothing excites me about it. Like I said, if it's kind of like, I like s'mores and shit like that. But see, I like s'mores because, one, there's chocolate, and two, it has, like, crunchy graham cracker shit going on in it, too. So it, like, offsets the mushy blahness of the marshmallow. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, and honestly, if you gave me a cup of cocoa and it had marshmallows in it, I'd be like, I'm not happy about it, but I'd be like, okay, it's still hot cocoa. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's just nothing that I would, like, choose.
I like it all.
Well, there's marshmallow and Rocky Road ice cream, man.
Yeah,
I
love
it. And I'll eat that. Yeah. But see, that has other crunchy shit in it, too. That has, like, crunchy shit. And honestly, you have to have crunchy shit to offset, like I said, the mushy marshmallow stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I was at 7-Eleven one of those mornings, and one of the flavors of coffee that they had that morning was Bananas Foster, and I was so offended. I was just like, oh, no. Gross. And then I just left without getting any.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't dislike a lot of things. I'll eat pretty much anything. Well, yeah, not pretty much anything, but I'll eat a lot of things.
Sandra and Tila are sitting there bitching about the dangerous and hot things that exist in Florida, about moving to Florida. Look, if you want to know what Florida's like, fucking Sandra, I know you're up there in Germany, Alemania, okay? You're up there with the fucking, in Germania, as the fucking Romans would say. Watch a movie called Pain and Gain. It has The Rock in it. And who else is in it? Has fucking,
That Wahlberg fella?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mark Wahlberg in
that
it.
That Wahlberg fella.
That Wahlberg. It's a true story. It's a true crime story. It's called Pain and Gain. About a dude. And that's the way Florida is, kind of. Yeah. When I saw that movie, I fucking loved it. I think fucking Louis Hernandez sent me that movie. I think. And fucking, I thanked him for it. I was like, oh, god damn, this movie is Florida as fuck.
It really is.
But,
Florida's Sandra, so weird.
Sandra, I've been to Germany. I've known Germans before. Germans would love Florida. It's very different from Germany. It has a very good quality. It's good quality shit. Great food. It is a little hot, especially in the summer.
A little?
Yeah, it's hot. In the summer, it's hot. But there's a lot of fun shit to do. It is very un-German. Very un-German in some ways. Just because it's wild, you know.
I mean,
Germany is about control and order and fucking things being done. Not Florida. Florida's like Central America.
You know the weird thing is, like, every British person I knew that came to Florida, like,
they
on vacation, they thought it was the greatest thing ever. Well, they loved the heat.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I'm like, and I was born here. I was born in Florida. Yeah. And I can't stand it.
We had a British Muslim girl come visit us as a friend of ours, and she fucking loved it. Loved the heat. Took her to a Mexican restaurant, with a real Mexican restaurant, with dudes from Mexico working on lawn crews and shit. She just fucking loved it. She's like, oh, man, it's great.
I had a British friend.
Across the street from the biker bar I just came from, actually.
Yeah. I had a a friend that was British, and he came here for, like, an extended. He went all around Florida, and it couldn't get hot enough for him. He just thought it was fantastic. I'm like, you must be tripping.
This is a complete 180 degrees from Europe. And it is 180 degrees from Europe. But having lived in Brazil and everything, it's like South America more than North America or Europe.
Florida's like a weird, like, schizophrenic place.
Yeah, it's a weird,
because there's just so much, like, influence from so many other places.
Yeah.
It's like everything thrown into a pot, and, like, it just comes out in, like, these bizarre ass ways.
Yeah, it's South American, it's Central American, but it's also, like, fucking Southern at the same time.
Yeah, it's all kind of weird shit going on here. Yeah, Tila said you have to dust your body down with baby powder when you visit Florida. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not that bad.
Well, you do.
Get used to it.
You don't have big giant boobs, so you gotta put, like, fucking. You gotta put baby powder under the boobs, otherwise you chafe.
See, a man's gonna want to climb. He's gonna want to fucking grab shit and this and that. And he's like, yes, right. He's gonna fucking try.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with he, like.
I'll you, get underneath and lift a titty and fucking blow on it like.
Yeah, but you're not doing that 24/7.
Yeah, it's not 24/7. No.
So you really, like, need, or you need to put deodorant under there, which you're really not supposed to do. But
well.
You know.
If you're in a civilized household, it is air conditioned. You just can't live in South.
You just can't go outside.
Yeah. You can't live.
I wouldn't advise it.
You can't live in Florida without air conditioning.
No, like I said, you'd be miserable. Yeah. It'd be miserable.
Yeah.
Victor said, yeah, Bath & Body Works has marshmallow and pumpkin or some shit, and it smells so good. See, it probably does smell good. I kind of feel like marshmallow, especially if it was mixed with something else. And I had some coffee, like I had this little mixture that had like 40 different flavors of coffee in it. And it had like a chocolate and marshmallow one that was actually pretty good. But so like I said, if it's mixed with other things, I don't even know what marshmallow smells like. It just kind of smells like sugar. Just saying. Sondra said, I'm scared of Florida.
Sondra, if you ever want to come down here and visit us, just fucking contact me and I'll put you through the fucking initial fucking screening. I got to screen a bitch. And if you pass screening, fucking you can come down.
You have to get accepted by Tom before you're accepted into Florida.
Yeah, we'll screen.
He's like the gatekeeper.
Yeah, and then you come down. Well, hey, man, I screened a lot of bitches that came down. Fucking Sophie from Michigan fucking screened her. Turned out I knew her anyway.
We'll see. There you go.
Turned out fucking I went to high school with all her fucking friends, older brothers and sisters. So
it's a small world.
It's a small world. Yeah.
Just like I said, well, we found out earlier, Blake with DJ Maniac talking about DJ, knowing Octavia. Yeah.
DJ Maniac turns out he knows a dude we've been doing. We've fucking been hanging out with, doing business in the scene.
I haven't seen Octavia in a while. Like, he moved away, didn't he? I think he moved to. Yeah. Well, he does a night in Philadelphia. He does one called Culture Shock.
Right. Time for him to come back.
And he does. But I know he does like one off nights. He's done one in Philadelphia because I remember doing a flyer for that. And he does them in Miami because I've done a couple flyers for those too. But it's like when he's going through town. He knows everybody in, like, Orlando and Tampa and stuff. We see him out every now and then. But, yeah, he's a cool dude. I like him. screening.
Yeah, I guess screening, yes.
Tila said, would y'all consider renting out your room?
We don't have any rooms available because the room that was originally available is now a gym.
Yeah.
But, no, we can take some guests if we like you and you pass screen and we can take some, but that's actually more like maybe 3 or 4 months from now. We got shit we gotta do around here.
I mean, really, like, the office looks good. I have all the everything set up in here, but pretty much every other room is just kind of like, it's not. I mean, the bedroom, we at least got the curtains put up, which is nice.
We
got to put
more curtains up in the other rooms. We have fucking,
so I'm not waking up at the ass crack of dawn every morning because the sun's blaring in.
This
living room area.
Living room. I want to put some fucking stand-up video games in there. I want a Pac-Man. I want a Galaga. I want that bitch to look like a fucking arcade. And it's going to have a bar in it, too.
Yeah, we definitely need a bar.
Yeah.
And maybe a second coffee station. Because I actually have a little coffee station over there.
I want another refrigerator up here, too.
Yeah, we definitely
on the bar, I want a small refrigerator that fucking lights up, that fucking looks pretty. Maybe it has something to do with Red Bull or something. I don't know.
Get one of those from like the fucking.
We got friends.
We can talk to Big Tom. So yeah, we're talking to the guy that owns Made
We know some guys that owns bars.
It's like, hey, give us some shit when you're
done. You want like a Red Bull refrigerator, yeah.
You have like fucking Red Bull branding on it.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You love those energy drinks, man.
Yeah, I love energy drinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, they just like, they taste like good, gross ass, like stale sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Shit's so nasty. Nasty.
Tis, it's okay. So the Bakersfield area, she doesn't trust straw dog.
Oh, I think I lost the thing again. My shit weren't
right. Yeah, yeah. It left over here, too. Just wait.
Nope. Went back to green.
Back to green? Okay. It'll take a second. Okay, it's good here.
God damn it. It's like stressing me out.
It's all right.
Shit is stressing
me out. Well, we've been streaming for how long?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, it's
not,
almost time. We're around 2 hours. About two
not
hours we'll cut long. Off. I got to cook, man, and we got to get ready for tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So we are going to go, right?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, a little hiccup. Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, I have a little square here that on OBS, which if your connection's good, it's like green, but then it starts splashing like red and yellow if you lose it.
Tita said, yep, Tom is demonstrating what those Florida men do when you first arrived. She's saying that to Sandra. I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, Tila. Tita's trying to put me in with the other Florida guys. I'm not a Florida man. I'm a man, but I'm not from Florida. I live in Florida. I'm a Mississippi man. I think.
Florida man is a special kind of.
Yeah. A Florida man is a lot different.
Yeah. Well, not really a lot different, but I mean, there are similarities.
Depends on what happened.
But
like, what happened?
I mean, I kind of feel like, you remember that story that you told about blowing up, what was it, like blowing up the anvils? Or
oh,
like
the anvils, the anvils. Yeah, like, the anvil shoot.
That's like some Florida man shit. That's something,
yeah,
a Florida man would.
Yeah, though.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that's something a Florida man would, like, come up with. Ooh.
What the fuck? Okay.
That's
a what anvil shoot is all about, and I kind of grew up with this. If you take a fucking flat piece of metal and you have your friend cut a hole in it, and then take a pipe and put that onto that, and then fucking screw the end of the pipe on. That way you have a tube with a flat plate, you can pour a whole fucking 1 to 10 pounds of fucking rifle powder or black powder down into this fucking hole in a metal plate, and you bury it into the ground, and you use levels and see, make sure it's straight up and down, and then stick a fucking anvil on top of it and put some fuse in there and set it on fire, and the explosion will blow that anvil way up into the air. And the idea is to fucking blow the anvil up into the air and have it come down and hit the plate that you launched it from.
And not fall on somebody's head.
Not fall on somebody.
Ideally.
It's got to be straight up and down. You do this during the Super Bowl. My dad's friends were doing this.
Because that makes total sense.
It makes total sense. It would go off and like, boom, a huge explosion. And the fucking anvil would go up fucking hundreds of feet in the air. And then fucking stop. And then come back down. So it went off like a cannon. The first time I saw that shit happen, they're sitting there and they got the anvil sitting on top of the plate. They got it loaded up. They got the fucking... And they're trying to adjust it so it's straight up and down, so it'll come back down. And they launch that anvil. Boom! And fucking the shockwave fucking rattles all the windows of all the fucking houses. And I'm watching the anvil go up. Go. Yeah. And then it gets up there and it hangs. And it starts to come down. And when it's coming down, the dog that was standing next to me started barking at it and running after the fucking anvil.
Oh,
no, 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 no. And then the fucking dog runs across the yard. I'm right behind it. And the dog jumps up into the air and tries to fucking catch the anvil in his teeth. On his
way down.
Oh,
no. Dog didn't get hurt.
It missed. No, it missed. Okay. The fucking dog snapped at the damn anvil, missed it. And then fell, and it fell where the anvil hit. When the anvil hit the ground, it made a fucking crater about 2 feet deep. Bow! And then the dog, it was a fucking pit bull. The pit bull fell into the hole that the anvil made. And I was about 16, 17. I was fucking just astounded. It was like something out of a movie.
See, that's the thing with the dog. That's kind of like why I would never do that type of thing, because it's like there's so many unforeseen consequences that could come of that.
I can hear everybody yelling, no, 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 because they hadn't thought of
that. Because like I said, dudes don't think,
obviously. They hadn't thought of
that. Hey, they don't think of anything other than, hey, let's blow up an anvil. That'll be super cool.
Yeah.
They don't think about like where it's going to land at.
And the dog trying to catch it.
Right.
But
that's exactly the kind of shit that I think of.
Dog
which is why
up,
I don't do that kind of stuff.
Jumped up, tried to catch it, and fucking snapped in the air just with its teeth. Just as the anvil passed it, it fucking hit the ground and boom, made a huge crater, and the dog midair fell into the hole with the fucking anvil. And I was just like standing there, and the dog's back feet were sticking up out of the hole.
I got it!
Dog's back feet were sticking up out of the hole, and his head was down there with the anvil. And I was like, whoa! And then he jumped up like that and turned around and looked at me like, where'd it go? It's like, it's right there. But, you know, they're dogs. A dog can't really grasp what's happening. And I fucking grabbed a dog, took the big old pit bull. Took the fucking pit bull.
Poor puppy.
And then they locked the dog up in the house.
Like, oh yeah, duh, we should have thought of that.
Should have thought of that shit before, but...
Yeah, they never do, though.
They never thought of that.
They never do. They don't think, and then they're like, who could have foreseen? Everybody could have foreseen that.
Yeah, and actually, I wasn't 17. I must have been more like fucking 19, because it seemed like a couple months later I was in the Army. So it must have been around 19 at the time.
Camp guy said, I just went to a pumpkin patch October experience. They shot a pumpkin out of a pressurized air cannon. Yeah, that's that's something they do a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably do that around here somewhere, too. There's, like, a pumpkin patch around here. Yeah, this is, like, always around October. They're like, hey, let's shoot some pumpkin. I'm like, hey, don't waste all that pumpkin. I can make pie out of that. Or bread. Or curry. Or lots of things.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I love pumpkin. And you can cook so much stuff with it. And honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, shit, man, it's only, like, 9 days to Halloween. Maybe we should get some pumpkins. And make some stuff.
We get the pumpkins after Halloween.
Oh, cheaper. don't be that way. So I don't. Cheaper. So I don't even get to make jack-o'-lanterns.
Okay. Well, how many days we have?
What, 9 days?
Okay, we'll get some.
He doesn't let me have any fun.
I'll put the Halloween lights up.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about that for like a week, and you still haven't done it yet.
I'll do it.
Come on.
All right.
It's like two lights. All you have to do is like stick them in the ground and plug it in. Ta-da, you're
done. Yeah, I got to run power out to them. Though.
You know what's funny? When we were coming back from the movies yesterday, we saw a truck that was coming out of one of the like rich neighborhoods that we passed by, and it was like one of those Christmas decorating services.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like...
They put your lights up for you.
Well, yeah. Well, some of that, I mean, that neighborhood in particular, there's like some really big, and they do, like a lot of them do really elaborate shit for Christmas. Although it seems like really early to be doing shit for Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe they do shit for Halloween too. And then I said, maybe I should start a business decorating people's houses for Halloween. That'd be fun. Not Christmas though, because fuck
Pook, stop it.
Oh no, Pookie.
Yeah.
I knew she was gonna, she was actually been good.
Okay, it's getting late. Let's go ahead and...
Victor says my jack-o'-lantern only has one hole.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and close this out, and I'll make something to eat for us.
Okay, you sure? It's only an hour and 45 minutes. We haven't been going that long.
It's okay.
All right, we are kind of hungry, though.
Yeah, we're getting hungry, and there isn't a whole lot of action.
All right, and we're going to go to Mannequins tonight.
Yeah.
I guess, so I have to, like, start all over with this face, because I have this makeup on all day.
We'll have fun. Come on.
Okay, so we got to eat some tacos or whatever it is that you're making.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks for dropping by, everybody. Thanks for all the super chats. Got way more super chats tonight than I was expecting. We will be back on Sunday talking about, I don't know, movie probably or something. And so we will see you guys then. Have a good weekend up until we see you next time. Bye.